Amen. Making when?
Provision for the flesh.
Making provision for the flesh. The flesh will get you in trouble.
Right.
Huh? Amen. Well, we're talking about believers now. Amen. The unbelievers. Read now.
And make no provisions for the flesh.
Well, make no provision for the flesh.
To fulfill the lust thereof.
To fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Amen. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. I want this, and if I can't get it, ain't nobody gonna have it. I got to have it. I got to have this. I got to have that. Amen. Provision for the flesh. Flesh telling you what you got to have.
Right.
You ain't come into the world with it, then why you got so much got to have it? That's
all right.
Right.
That's right.
And then the folk desire something belong to somebody else. You're not supposed to desire want something somebody else got. Somebody got a coat and come in with a new coat on, you want that. Child, if I can't, I'm gonna get me a coat that like that. And if I can't get it, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I got to have it. No, you can't have it. You know, you're not supposed to desire something that don't belong to you.
That's right.
You know, praise God. And when you do this, and then you are making division for the flesh. Flesh telling you that. Flesh ain't gonna tell you to do what it's right to do. Anything that is wrong, the flesh will talk to you, tell you. All right, now watch this. I'm kind of rushing along here. I'm trying to rush along here. All right, now let's move on here. Let's move on here. Don't see what Peter's saying here. In the book of Acts 2:37. Amen. I'm trying to break it down to you. And hear what he is saying here, talking about faith. Amen. Giving faith to the believers. Huh? Giving faith to the believers. Amen. Helping you to gain faith. Amen. That you can be able to have some legs to walk. Amen. Have a mind of your own. You won't have to walk by somebody else's mind. Or what somebody is telling you. Now break it down.
All
right. Just because there are some people that ain't got a mind of their own. You need a mind of your own.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody. That's what God give you. God give everybody a mind of their own.
That's right.
And you can't use my eyes.
That's right.
I can't use your eyes. I can't use your mind, and you can't use my mind. God gave you your mind to use, and he gave me my mind to use. So you don't even walk by what somebody is telling you. And you're going to get yourself messed up, child. All right, Acts 2:38.
Acts 2:38.
Yeah.
Right. Acts 2:38.
Uh-huh.
Then Peter said unto them.
And then, Peter said unto them,
repent.
Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized. We're in Acts 2:38. I'm at 37.
Yes, sir.
All right, read.
But that's okay. That was
38. Huh?
That was 38, but you want 37.
37.
Okay, Acts 2:37.
Yes.
Now when they heard this.
That's what I want. Now. Now, amen, after what I've just been telling y'all, amen, concerning the word of God. What I've been telling y'all concerning with the word of God. Amen. Now, when you heard this, what ought to happen?
They were pricked in their hearts.
Now, amen, you ought to be pricked in your heart when you heard what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, y'all be stirred up. Y'all be broken up. Amen. Y'all be tore up. Come on here now.
That's right.
Tore up with God. Amen. If you know that you have been caught up in some of these things I've been telling you,
mm-hmm.
then you need to stop now.
All right.
It's praying time. All right. Now watch that. Now when they heard this,
They were pricked in their heart.
They were pricked in their heart.
And said unto Peter.
And they said unto Peter.
And to the rest of the apostles.
And unto the rest of the apostles.
Men and brothers.
Men and brethren.
What shall we do?
What are we going to do about, amen, what we heard? What we heard, when they heard this, when they didn't mama, they didn't complain, they didn't fight back, they didn't say I ain't gonna do it, and they didn't say I don't want to hear it, amen. But when they heard this, they cried out, saying, "Men and brethren,
what shall we do?
What shall we do? What shall we do concerning what we heard?" Amen. Praise God. Otherwise, they were pricked. They were tore up. Amen. They were hurt. Say hurt.
Hurt.
Somebody said, "Well, I don't want to be hurt. I don't need to come to church and be hurt." Amen. But you need to come to church. If you know you're wrong, you're living wrong and going the wrong way. You need to come where you can be hurt.
That's right.
Amen. Hurt will make you straight up and make you feel better. Make you feel better. Amen. Praise God. You know, if you got a tumor and it ain't hurting you, then you're going to say, "Well, let's stay there."
Yeah.
But if it's hurting you, you're going to go find somebody to take it out.
That's right.
You can feel good.
Well, you can do what?
Feel good.
Better. You can feel better. All this is good stuff. Don't need y'all fooling yourself. We so much time fooling ourselves instead of getting with the Word of God. Amen. But they cried out, said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? We shall do." Read now.
Then Peter said unto them.
And then, after then, and then Peter shouted out and said unto them,
"Repent."
Otherwise, tell something. Talk about something. Tell me something. Tell me something. Tell me something. And that's the most things I've been trying to get y'all to do. It is to tell something. Most of us, we don't want to tell nothing. We can do wrong, and we never can come and say, "I'm sorry I did it. Pray for me that I get right. I don't want to be like this." But still, we're doing that. We go along talking about the reverend, talking about the preacher, low-rating the preacher, low-rating everybody else, low-rating the church. Amen. Because you don't want to talk about nothing. But he said, when he said that, read that again. I don't want that again.
Then Peter said unto
then
them,
Peter said unto them,
"Repent."
Repent. Otherwise, you got to tell something. You got to say something. Repent. That's what it means. "I'm God in sorrow. I'm sorry for the things I've done. I want to talk about it. I said, this is the thing about Brother Jones. Yeah, and I know it wasn't right. Now, I want something from God, and I know the only way to get what I want from God, come on here now, I got to repent.
That's right.
I got to become God the sorrow, how I treated him and what I said about him.
Amen.
A false thing that I said about him. I got to repent of it. Now, y'all, if y'all can get something else out of that, then y'all get it to me. Give me some more enlightenment on it, if you can get me some more." He said, "Repent." All right, then what you going to do after you repent?
"And be baptized."
Then after you repent, all right, don't be baptized before you repent. There was a lot of folks, they go back with it. They be baptized first and get in the water and be baptized and never repent.
All right,
Jesus. You got to do first thing first. Amen. Yeah, I smoke cigarettes. Yeah, I drink liquor. Yeah, I run out. You need to talk about it. Well, that's all. That's never. Never you say repent. Talk about it. Then he said, then you do first thing first, and the second thing it is to be baptized. Otherwise, have those things you're doing, you run out and you drink liquor and you did all of this and you suck cigarettes. So it is to wash that away.
All right.
What it gonna do? Repent and be when?
Baptized.
Then what the baptized is gonna do for you?
It's gonna
wash away all of those things that you did what?
That you repent of.
I know this is a good teacher. I was saying all that thou gettest.
Get it, understand.
That's all I'm trying to do. And I'm glad I got an understanding. I'm glad of that. I got an understanding of what the Word of God said. You can't make me doubt it because I know too much about it. I know too much about the Word. And that's what I'm trying to put in y'all. I'm trying to inject in y'all so you can know, amen, about it. Where nobody can make you doubt it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. I told y'all that when I first come to church, I ain't like no Bible class. And that no Bible class. All I want to do is just a shout. I couldn't do that much shouting, but I like to see everybody else shout. Everybody else praising the Lord. I love that. Amen. Praise God. But come down to the Word of God thought of coming, and the teacher thought of coming, and going to sleep, rail back, going to sleep. See, that's what the devil do. It make you go to sleep. Don't want you to hear no word. Amen. When the word comes forth, make you think about everything, thinking about your peas and your rice as I'm home. I wonder, did I leave the fire on? Watch it, Mother Level. I wonder, did I leave the fire on my rice and peas? When the word comes forth, I wonder, did I take the key out of the lock? That I leave my door open. Everything but knowing what the Word of God said. What the Word is saying. And we got a lot of folks like that. Alright, watch this now. Watch this. This is good stuff. Raw meat and no bread. The salt.
Then Peter said unto them. Repent.
He said, repent, read.
And be baptized.
And then be baptized.
Every one of you.
And every one of you.
In the name. Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
For the remission.
For removal.
Of sin.
Of sin.
And ye shall receive.
And you shall receive.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
The gift of the Holy Ghost. Don't need to come and talk about you want to come back in the church and then you want to do first thing first. You want to come in the church and then you got to say something. You got to say something. You got to talk. Somebody say, "Well, I've been saved, and if you're a backslider, you still need to come back and then say something. You can't come back and then take your place."
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Be with them and be glad to be back home. The prodigal son, he didn't come back home and didn't say nothing and took his place. Well, he came back home and said, "Father, said I'm not worthy. I know I did wrong. And I've been out there. I got out there with the boys and with the girls. Come on here now. And I spent all that money you gave me.
Yes.
Daddy, I spent every dime of it. I gained a whole lot of friends. That's what he does. Yeah, that's what he told his dad. Amen. Amen. But the thing that got the father, that he said he was sorry. That what got the father. And it's so much that the son that stayed at home, he was womanly complaining. And saying, how are you going to do all you're doing for him? And then he don't do nothing for me. Come on, you're going to kill the fed at all. Come on, kill the fed at all. And we're going to have a dingle, you know. We're going to have a party. But what I'm trying to get you to see, that he talked. He said something. And if we want to get back with God and we want to go back with Him, then we got to say something.
Amen.
Don't be a fool. Don't let nobody, amen, causing you to just come in church and everyone and just don't want to hear and don't be subject and don't want to do what is right to do it. And if anything is right, if you do something wrong, you have to come and say you're sorry today. And then God, He's merciful, and He said He is just. To win?
To forgive
you. I know that's right. I know that's right. Yeah. All right, read. We finished that verse?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to rush on down here. No, all right, Acts 5:33. I'm trying to give you a few scriptures here. A heap of scripture.
Acts chapter 5 and verse 33. When they heard that they were cut to the heart.
Oh Lord. Now, Bishop, you mean to tell me when I come to church I got to be hurt? What did they hear? They heard the word. Heard the gospel. Amen. Well, they didn't hear the preacher. Amen. They looked beyond, amen, the preacher, and they saw the word, the gospel. Amen. And when they heard this, they were when?
They were cut to the heart.
They was cut to the heart. Oh, amen. It cut on the outside, and then it went on to the inside, to the heart. Ain't that something? Then where did God supposed to do this? If I go to a church and I don't and the preacher don't say nothing to hurt me, don't say nothing to get next to me, then I don't want to go back there no more.
Amen.
Because see you need to be broken up when you go to the house of God and go sit down at the table. You need to be broken up. You need to be stirred up. Amen. Praise God. And there were some folks would just sit down to somebody and they ain't telling you nothing and they ain't hurting you. You ain't feeling nothing. But in order, I said, if I go in order to get rid of your hurt, you got to be cut. And that's what the gospel do. So he's saying here, and when they heard this,
they were cut to the heart.
And when?
And took counsel to slay them.
Look at him. And they took counsel to slay them. Amen. To cut them down. Ooh, Jesus. This is some good stuff here. Now, amen. And somebody said, yeah, I'm an apostolic. You can't be no apostolic if you had not been cut.
All right.
When you be cut, and then you be conditioned. The thing that you used to do, you don't do that no more.
Right.
Places that you used to go, you don't go there. The way you used to act, you don't act that way no more because you're cut.
Amen.
to the heart to cause you to do what is right to do. And you, and then if you're apostolic, then I should find, I should see that in you. And I go to a lot of churches and they say they apostolic. Excuse me, everybody want to be apostolic now. Everybody apostolic. Amen. But they don't live no apostolic way. The apostolic way it is that they be cut. When they heard the word of God, they was cut. Otherwise, they were cut off from when? Cut off from sin, from doing the doing things that they did. They were cut off. They were cut off to the heart. I know the folks don't like me. Yeah, they don't like me. Excuse me. But I ain't got nothing but the word for you. When they heard this, they were cut to when?
They were cut to the heart.
To the heart. Read.
And took counsel to slay them.
And took counsel in that way to slay them. To slay them. Read.
Then stood there up one in the council.
And then look at it. Then said, come one of the council.
Read. And Pharisees.
And the Pharisee
named Gamaliel.
And Gamaliel, yes.
A doctor of the law.
Look at here. He was a doctor of the law. Listen to it now.
Had a reputation.
And he had a reputation.
Among all the people.
Among all the people. Otherwise, he was known. Said known.
Known.
Amen. Who was a Gamaliel? Gamaliel, who, what his name was?
He was a Pharisee.
A Pharisee.
Gamaliel.
He
was a doctor.
A doctor.
Of the law.
Of the law. Amen. Otherwise, he had a position. All right, now watch this here now.
Had a reputation.
He had a reputation.
Among all the people.
Among all the people.
And commanded.
And he commanded.
To put all the apostles.
To put all the apostles.
Amen. Let me go back. And commanded to put the apostles.
And commanded to put the apostles.
Forth a little space.
A little space, read.
And said unto them.
And said unto them.
Ye men of Israel.
You men of Israel.
Take heed.
You take heed.
To yourself.
To yourself.
What ye intend to do.
Amen. What you intend to do.
As touching these men.
Look at that, touching these men. Amen. They want to slay these men. Amen. They want to slay them. But the doctor had to remember. Read now.
For before these days, rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself.
Amen. That was another one, a Thaddeus. Yes,
boasting himself.
He was boasting himself
to be somebody.
To be somebody. We know we got a lot of folks who are always boasting. Amen. I want to be somebody big, you know. Want to be somebody big. Boasting. They live every day of boasting. Want somebody to think that they this and when they ain't nothing.
That's true.
And that, when they ain't nothing. Boasting. They use that terminology, some folk, amen, think they something and they ain't nothing. They ain't got pot to pee in.
Alright.
Excuse that word.
Alright.
Truth anyhow. They're always thinking they're soon. But he's boasting. Alright, boasting. Read book.
To whom a number of men.
Now, look at it. We're talking about the apostles now. If we are a people of God, because we got a lot of folks out there, they're talking about, yeah, I'm an apostle. Everybody want to be an apostle. Mm-hmm. Apostle this, and apostle that, and apostle that, and apostle that. Amen. Everybody want to be an apostle. But we need to be children of God, people of God. God bless you, daughter. All right, now, what are you saying now?
To To whom a number of men.
To whom a number of men.
About 400 men.
Joined themselves.
Who was slain. And all. As many as obeyed him. Were scattered and brought to naught.
Amen. Come on, sin men. Men need to be changed.
All right.
Amen. From the old to a new man. One more verse of that, and then we'll move on.
After this man.
Rose up.
Judas of Galilee. In the days of the taxes. And drew away. Much men after him. He also perished. And all. Even as many as obeyed him. Were despaired.
They were knocked down too. Amen. Because he didn't do right. Amen. With the taxes. All right. Let's move on down. Acts 7. Then we get to Acts 7:54. All right. That clock hasn't been set back yet.
It's 12:40.
All right, we're going to begin now.
Acts chapter 7 and verse 54.
Yeah, that's right.
When they heard these things. They were cut to the heart.
Oh, my God. When you're cut, and then something take place when you're cut. Amen. When you're cut. Amen. When they heard this, many folk be cut, and then they said, "I don't want to go back to that no more.
All right.
I don't want to be a part of that." Amen. Being cut. That ain't no feeling to be cut.
No good feeling,
no. Amen. But when they heard this, they was cut.
To the heart.
Otherwise, they stopped. They quit.
Right.
They quit doing what they were doing. They found a new way.
All
right. They learned a new way.
All right.
Amen. When they heard this. All right, now watch this now.
When they heard this. They were cut to the heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he. Being full of the Holy Ghost. Looked up.
Steadfastly.
Into heaven.
And said.
The glory of God.
And Jesus.
Standing on the right hand of God.
Amen.
Can I reread that?
Read.
But he.
Being full of the Holy Ghost.
Looked up.
Steadfast.
Into heaven. And saw.
The glory of God.
And Jesus. Standing on the right hand of God.
When you get this thing and get it right, amen, you'll have a right to be able to sit on the throne with Christ. Amen. But you got to get this. You got to get it. All right. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Yeah. I'm moving quickly here.
Matthew 7
and 16. Yeah. We're going to cast out demon spirit. The devil spirit.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 16.
16. That's it.
Ye shall know them by their fruit.
Amen. Matthew 8, my brother, saints. 8:16.
Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16.
Yeah.
When the evening was come.
Now when the evening has come.
They brought unto him.
Look here, they brought unto him.
Many that were possessed with devils.
Look at him. When?
That many that were possessed with devils.
Many that were possessed with devils. With devils. With devils.
With devils.
We got a lot of folks that are possessed with devils. And they need it. And you ain't going to do nothing with them until they repent of those devils they got. And what the Acts is saying. Amen. It's saying that you got to repent. Amen. Acts 2:7. Now what is that? 37. You got to get rid of it. Amen. These men were possessed with devils. Read now.
When the evening was come, they brought unto him.
They brought unto him
many that were possessed with devils.
Many were possessed with devils.
And he cast out the spirits.
And he cast out those spirits
with his word.
With the word of God. We're talking about the word now. Thy word has I hid in my heart that I might not sin against it. He cast them out with his word. Amen. Those devils need to be cast out. Need to be cast out. Now, I said a few minutes ago, you ain't gonna do nothing with a person if you don't get the devil out of them.
That's right.
And there are a whole lot of devils that people have got into. Many of devils. People got in them. Amen. Disobedient devils. Don't want to do right, devils. All kind of devils. Amen. But those devils need to be cast out before you can be able to do anything with them. Now watch this now.
And healed all that were sick.
And he healed all of them that were sick. The devils, amen, spoke out. Read now.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias.
Come on.
The
now.
Prophet.
The prophet. Read.
Saying.
Himself.
He took our infirmity. And bared our sickness.
Sickness. Amen. That's what we need. We need the Lord to do. Need to do what? To take our infirmity. And bear our sickness. Because people have sick minds, sick thoughts.
Sick.
Not only, praise God, having heart trouble and all that kind of stuff. They're sick in all kinds of ways.
All right.
And they need to get rid of them.
That's right.
Amen. And he said he come to bear our
sickness
and our infirmity. God trying to do that. With when?
With his word.
With his word. He's coming to do all this with his word. I know that's right. Amen. All right. One more verse and then they can get the class up in because we're going to have to get out of here.
Matthew chapter
8
and verse 18.
18. All right, read.
Now when Jesus saw great multitude.
And now when Jesus saw a great multitude.
About him. He gave commandment. To depart unto the other side.
Yes. Amen. He gave a commandment. Jesus did that. Amen. Praise God. And then we got a lot of fools on the other side. And they need to come on the right side.
All right. Yes.
This is a good teacher.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And to read that again.
Now when Jesus saw great multitude. About him. He gave commandment. To depart unto the other side.
Amen. Praise God. The great multitude. Now we got a lot of folks that need the gospel. Need the word. Need somebody to write the divine word of God. Tell them the truth. Amen. We need that. All right, one more verse of that.
And a certain scribe came. And said unto him. Master. I will follow thee.
You know that one. Always got somebody that's smart, you know. Master, I follow thee.
Whithersoever thou goest.
Wherever you goest. Yeah.
And Jesus said unto him. The fox has holes. And the birds of the air.
Have nests.
But the Son of Man. Has not whether to lay his head.
He don't have no way to lay his head. Amen. But you said to me, amen, where you go, I go.
You won't go.
Amen. And you don't want to be going into no hole. You don't want to live in no hole. Yeah. Ain't this beautiful? Amen. I like this. One more verse of that. Come on.
All right. And another of his disciples.
Said unto him.
Lord. Suffer me first to go and bury my father.
Wait now, Lord. Amen. I know you want me to go with you. You want me to do it. Amen. But just wait. You just suffer me to go bury my father now.
All right.
I got to go do something before I go with you. Suffer me to go bury my father. And when I go bury my father, and I come and I do what you want to do. There's some folks that come to church and they say, well, I know I need to get saved, but I just let me go back and I come back tomorrow night. I come back the next night. I come back next week. And they never come back. Never come back. Suffer me to bury my father. Read, huh?
But Jesus said unto him. Follow me. And let the dead bury the dead.
Let the dead bury their dead. Amen. Praise God. So we ain't supposed to get hung up on me and family or whatever so much that we can't do what God said do. That's what he's saying. Exactly what he's saying. Amen. All right. Come on, get the Lord a great big hand clap. Amen. Praise God. My time is up. And I thank you for your time. How many got something out of it? And somebody got a question. Something that they were hung up on they didn't quite understand. And you're allowed to get an understanding. Yeah. Anybody, stand where you are. Amen. God looking for holiness. And holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Now we need to back up and do first thing first.
That's right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You know what I said?
You gotta back up and do first things first.
That's right. Don't do second thing first, but back up and do first thing first. That's what we need to do. And then if we do that, then we'll be more benefit. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray.